The next layer of your reality is your town or city. The next is your state or area of the country. And the next is your culture or nation. A nation is an aspect of the personality of Gaia, the Earth's soul, which itself is developing its personality and soulhood. Consider the United States, for example, as simply one unit of energy that is evolving with a particular consciousness. The individual souls that pass through this collective consciousness expand it, create actions, create thought forms, create causes and effects, and that is how it accumulates karma. The relationship of these souls to their nation is like that of cells to a body. Your consciousness affects every cell in your body, and every cell in your body affects your consciousness. There is a mutuality. Each individual in the collective consciousness that is called the United States can be thought of as a cell in that nation. As you continue to move outward through the layers of your reality, they become more and more impersonal. The next layer of your reality is your race. If you are black, you, your soul, has chosen to participate in the evolution of what it means to be a black human. Your experiences of anger, wisdom, or kindness help to shape this impersonal energy dynamic. The next layer is your sex. If you are female, you have chosen to participate in the evolution of femininity within the human species. If you look upon this structure as an inverted pyramid, with your personal reality at the bottom, and each layer of your reality above your personal reality as more inclusive and more impersonal, the uppermost layer, the broadest and most impersonal layer, is humanity, the experience of being human. The dynamic of creating reality operates at more than one level. While you are here, you participate in the creation of both personal reality and impersonal reality. Just as you can participate in the creation of a building that will remain long after you are gone, you participate in the evolution of group energy dynamics that will remain after you are gone. Creating a building is a group effort. Several souls participate in the construction of that reality. It is built with group energy and not with just individual energy. Therefore, it has an existence that is independent of each of the individuals that built it. In the same way, you are participating in the evolution of the United States. Yet when you die, this place called United States will continue. Group dynamics advance through the system, and the entire system, the entire inverted pyramid, is the soul of the human species. The soul of the human species is sometimes called the collective unconscious, but it is not that. It is the soul of humankind. Your soul is a miniature of the soul of the human species. It is a microcosm of a macrocosm. The reality of each individual is created by his or her intentions and the intentions of others. What we think of as a physical reality that we share is an intermingling or a formation, a massive overlay of appropriate realities. It is a fluid, massive consciousness in which each of us exist independently of each other and yet coexist interdependently with each other. What we, as a species and as individuals, are now becoming aware of is the effect of consciousness on this creative process.